We are live right now in Studio A with a very special treat today. We have the U.S. Airmen of Note here, a room full of uniforms. It's pretty smashing in Studio A right now. And we are here with Master Sergeant Tyler Kubler, Master Sergeant Andy Axelrod, Technical Sergeant Ted Baker, Technical Sergeant Grant Langford, Master Sergeant Doug Morgan, and Senior Master Sergeant Tim Leahy. Greetings, everyone.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. This is a really, I have no better word than cool. This is a very cool band, something big to see and very important. But this band has a lot of interesting pedigree and history. It's not just because they wanted a band in the military. This goes back to Glenn Miller.
Yes, ma'am. In 1950, the band was created to carry on the styles of Glenn Miller's Army Air Corps band. So we and the Army, because there was an Army Air Corps, there wasn't an Air Force at the time of World War II yet, we could both claim lineage to Glenn Miller.
Excellent. That's good lineage to have. Now, aside from playing at important occasions, which of course you do, there is a specific mission for this band that you fulfill. What is that?
Well, for the United States Air Force Band in general, one of our main missions is to honor those who have served and pay tribute to the veterans. Also inspire patriotism in the general community and make sure that we're getting out there so that they can put a face and personal connection to the uniform. Because a lot of times people don't have a connection. They don't see people working on the flight line mm-hmm. or out there deployed in forward locations. So it's our job to represent those airmen that are working 24/7 to help guard our freedoms on a daily basis. And we try to represent their excellence every time we go out and visit with the public.
Now, this is clearly a very special band. I mean, it's a very prestigious band anyway, but you must really want to be in this band if one is willing to enlist in the Air Force to join the band. So what is so special about this band?
This band has been, it's comprised of 18 of the best, in my opinion, jazz musicians in the country. Each of us is a strong soloist. In our own right, and there really aren't just many professional playing opportunities for jazz musicians these days that provide a stable environment to raise a family mm-hmm. and, you know, also give us the opportunity to represent the Air Force and to serve our country.
How does one become a member of this band? It's got to be hard to get into. I know the Air Force is hard to get into anyway, so the Air Force band must be doubly hard.
Well, I think here at Interlochen, it's a good analogy in that it's almost like a symphonic orchestral audition process. So the chair has to open up inside the Air Force band. We do advertisements in trade papers and all the social media. And then people send in, they get a resume together, put a package together, send in audio, culled down to a certain group of finalists who are then invited to play with the band, then are interviewed, put through their paces. So it's a very rigorous process. And we pride ourselves on keeping the highest standards for the musical product that we're putting out there.
And you certainly have to have high standards in a lot of ways, because another thing is that many people think, okay, I'm a professional jazz musician, maybe I hang out, eat potato chips during the day or or whatever, but every single one of you here has had very serious military training.
Correct. We all go through basic training. We are all active duty enlisted members. And besides the musical duties that we do, we also run our own business. So we're required to go through all the same training that everybody else does, cybersecurity, you know, things like that, self-aid buddy care. We're all, you know, ready in case of emergency. You know, we all hope that we don't need that. We actually have a couple of members who are about to deploy with a group. I believe they leave in February. They'll be over playing for troops over in deployed locations. So we do definitely have to keep up our Air Force chops as well.
I'm sure you do. Be ready to throw down that saxophone and jump into action any minute. So, you know, don't haze this band. Now, what is life like, though, as a full-time member of this band? It's got to be kind of an interesting life.
Well, it's absolutely varied. You know, we pride ourselves on being airmen musicians. We don't necessarily sequester ourselves as just musicians. We're part of the larger force, and we're just one of about 150 career fields in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And depending on what our mission tempo is, we have a lot of national capital region presence, especially during the summer. We go out on community relations tours like we're on right now. throughout the United States and also overseas. And Tim was talking about, you know, our deployed mission as well. That's a very important part of the band's mission. And of course, we have PT, you have to keep in shape.
Yeah.
We have a recording schedule. We have a Jazz Heritage Series with the Airmen of Note, where we bring internationally recognized musicians in, put on a concert, record it, and then release it through satellite and terrestrial radio. So it's a really varied schedule, and definitely keeps us on our toes.
I'm sure.
Yeah. You know,
most musicians go from gig to gig, and you go from mission to mission.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that is fascinating. Now, forgive me for asking, but is it true that you also occasionally have to march and do formations? I was reading about that this was something that is sometimes asked for from you.
That is true. For every inaugural parade, we put together a 99-piece band.
Wow.
Most of us, probably all of us in this room, have played at least one or two of them. I've done five so far. And also, you know, the brass players will supplement the ceremonial brass in doing funerals over at Arlington National Cemetery. That's also a very important mission that we do.
But that's just a completely different skill set. You know, most people are either full-time march or their full-time concert, and to have to move back and forth between the two is really interesting, which means that, you know, you all know how to do the band walk, which maybe comes back more to your military training than to your musician training. Just because I learned this from our school band many, many years ago, the band walk is very useful for everyone to learn. If you don't play an instrument, it's great with hot coffee. Can we talk for just a minute about how that works? Most people are not familiar with what the band walk is.
Well, I'm assuming you're referencing marching and
yes,
specifically.
And how you do that without bumping and, yeah.
Yeah, it's the, we rely on our innate sense of rhythm. Hopefully, we all have that. And it's drilled into us. If you don't have it beforehand in marching band coming up at school, by the time you exit basic training, you're very, very familiar with marching in close quarters in formation under a cadence. And as Tim was saying, we do augment the ceremonial mission quite a bit, especially the brass players, saxophone players as well. But yeah, that's an important part of our mission, so that we're not just doing jazz. Mm-hmm. We pair up with our string orchestra to create a studio orchestra. We can augment the concert band to have a full wind ensemble feel. It's the jazz band in particular, the Airmen of Note, is very versatile, and we take pride in being able to do any kind of genre, any type of gig or mission. We're ready for it.
Oh, that sounds very rich and fulfilling musically and personally. Really interesting.
Absolutely.
So today we're going to get some varied music from you today. I believe a mix of, well, let's talk about it. What are we going to hear today?
Well, the first thing, because of the limitations of the studio, we brought in our saxophone section. And normally we have an 18-piece big band that we travel with, which includes five saxes, four trumpets, four trombones, four rhythm, plus a vocalist. And of course, we travel with audio engineer, honor guard. So it's a pretty big group. Today we have the saxophone section, which comprise a smaller subgroup called the Reeds and Rhythm. We'll go out and we'll do chamber series concerts or targeted venues, AIM events, educational outreach. So this is just going to be the saxophones, and we're going to play something written by Charlie Parker and arranged by former chief arranger of the Airmen of Note, Mike Crotty, who now teaches in Arizona. And this is a Charlie Parker tune entitled Segment. Thank you.
That's so cool. I feel like I should be snapping instead and give you beatnik applause.
2 and 4. As long as it's 2 and 4, you're good.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. All right. So that was music of Charlie Parker. Very cool little military precision there and the
well,
tightness
thank
you. Of you guys together. Wow. Now we're going to stretch out a little bit and get a little more symphonic. So we've all had our cool quotient for the day. We are all much cooler for the rest of the day. And now something a little prettier, a little different.
Something everyone will know. This is Over the Rainbow. And this was arranged by a former member of the Airmen of Note, Gil Cray. He was in from 1973 until about 1981 as the piano player and then moved over to the arranging staff. He recently passed away, but this was one of the last things that he wrote for us. So this is his arrangement of Over the Rainbow.
Thank you.
beating the claws again. Wow. Beautiful and super cool. That was great. So dense. Those chords are really crunchy.
Absolutely.
Love that. Wow. Thank you. Okay, wow. So you're going to take all this talent with you and do some more. Now, you're working with the young people. They'd be so mad at me if I called them children. Our young musicians today doing a master class.
Yes, ma'am. I think that we are playing for, they said up to a couple of hundred students are going to be there. We're starting out with the brass students, and we'll give them a general overview of, how we rehearse and, just some general jazz techniques. Most kids don't have the exposure to the jazz language,
right?
That we have, so we certainly bring our expertise and try to share that.
Oh, that's marvelous. And of course, coming up, 4th of July has got to be a big holiday for you. What are your plans for the 4th of July?
Well, this year we're going to be in Chicago. We'll be playing at the Navy Pier, and we'll be leading up right to the big fireworks show. I believe it's going to be broadcast on WGN. So if you're interested in getting some great music, seeing your Air Force at work, and then culminating with a great fireworks show, be sure to check that out.
Excellent. And that's your chance to see the Airmen of Note. If you missed them last night, you can catch them in Chicago. Watch that on WGN if you'd like to see them on the television. Airmen, I suppose that's the proper way. Airmen, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
It was just a pleasure. Thank you. And I guess we'll just give you the general toy, 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 and break legs for the rest of your tours this summer.
Thank you.